there are certain people who still don't have adequate access to healthcare. I have a lot of patients myself who maybe have great insurance or have Medicare or whatever, but they see doctors when they're, quote, sick. The concept of coming in for preventative checks, although they understand it, but they don't understand the importance of it. Mm. And the third thing I'd like to say is I think these people are not being referred early enough to a specialist when early signs are there. And this might be a lack of understanding from the patient side, and maybe even the primary care physician needs to be more aggressive in referral as well. The other thing is there's a genetic component of things. African-Americans are typically have higher blood pressure, and they have onset of blood pressure at an earlier age.
Well, the study's lead author called the results distressingly similar to racial differences seen in data from the 1990s, despite efforts to get out the word. What's standing in the way of progress, do you think?
The risk factors for heart disease has been the same for many years: high blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, smoking. The concept of preventative medicine and preventative care has not really sinked in yet, and I think it's something that really needs to be driven.
You're a cardiologist with Methodist Charlton Medical Center at or around a large African-American population. So what are you individually doing to address this issue?
Well, I think our hospital and I think myself and our group does a good job of really taking time to understand. I will take extra minutes to counsel them on smoking and offer them alternative options.
How often do you get that point, say, that teachers live for, you know, where you see the light go on in someone's eyes and they get it? It's finally sunk in.
I see that most often, unfortunately, when someone comes in. I mean, I'm a cardiologist. I also specialize in heart attacks and fixing blocked arteries and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when I see a lot of my patients and they're like, oh, man, I had a heart attack. And I go, yes. And I said, yes, you did. And I said, here are the things that you have that can be fixed that may prevent you from having another one and that will make you live longer. And then mm-hmm. we'll go through them. And then a lot of times that light bulb definitely goes off. We're like, yeah, I'm never picking up another cigarette, or I need to eat, you know, broiled food, and lifestyle changes that can be made. They'll understand. But really the light bulb scenario usually comes, unfortunately, when it's too late. And at that point, they're like, realize that the abuse their body has taken a toll.
So in hopes of going from a reactive change to a proactive change, what can African-Americans do to combat this problem?
Risk factors for heart disease: high blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, obesity. And then, of course, kidney disease, which is also a higher incidence in African-Americans as well. Try to control these risk factors. And then I think starting off with seeing your primary care physician, getting your blood pressure checked regularly, getting your cholesterol checked regularly. If you have a family history of heart disease, then you need to be treated even more aggressively than a person who does not have a family history of heart disease. And I think the other thing is don't be scared to ask for a specialist, to see a cardiologist or a kidney specialist if you have kidney disease earlier on, another set of eyes and ears to help treat these diseases and be more aggressive with it can help prevent some of the longstanding complications of heart disease and stroke and kidney disease.